My guest at this time is Larry Haas. He once served as the spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. He is also a columnist and has spoken and written many times on the situation in the Middle East, particularly the Israeli-Palestinian divide. Of course, there has been an elevation in the violence in the last week or so following the discovery of the three murdered Israeli teenagers, and now many in the international community are saying it's time for restraint and an end to the violence rather than an escalation. And Larry, it's always good to have you with us.
Nice to be here, Greg. Thank you.
The president hasn't spoken in public much on this. His administration and some of his cabinet secretaries have. In his article, his editorial, I guess you could say, that was printed in Haaretz, the president says this tragic murder of the three teenagers is a time to once again move towards a two-state solution rather than seeking vengeance instead of peace. What do you make of that approach?
Well, you know, if it were simply his op-ed, I'd be a little bit critical because there's a little bit too much moral equivalency in the writing of that piece. I will say, though, that to his great credit, from Washington, the president and his team have actually been quite good. They have made it abundantly clear that the problem is on the Palestinian side, specifically with Hamas, that Israel is defending itself as any other nation would, that no nation should have to live under a constant barrage of rocket fire. And understand, Greg, that this response from Israel was coming separate and apart from the murder of the three Israeli teens, because the rocket fire had been mounting in recent weeks and recent months. So, you know, the murder of the three teens and then the revenge murder of the Palestinian boy is obviously uncalled for on both sides. But the escalation that we have now seen, I truly believe, would have occurred anyway, because the rocket fire that was going from Hamas into southern Israel was mounting and becoming absolutely intolerable.
Larry, in terms of the potential two-state solution, one of the biggest stumbling blocks recently, of course, is the welcoming back into the fold of Hamas by Fatah and Mahmoud Abbas. There are some who say this should trigger an end or at least a significant reduction in U.S. foreign aid. What's your opinion there?
I agree. It is absolutely intolerable that the United States would be sending aid to a government that is at least in part run by an organization dedicated to the destruction of one of our key allies. I don't see how we provide aid under those circumstances. Now, in all candor, Fatah, which is behind the Palestinian Authority, which for, you know, many years has been running the larger of the Palestinian areas, the West Bank, you know, is considered the more moderate of the two outfits here. And I suppose that's true, but they have not really held themselves up very well in the recent conflict. They have not really broken with Hamas. They have glorified the fight on the Palestinian side. And I understand the politics are difficult on the Palestinian side. And anyone who really calls for peace with Israel is probably endangering their own lives on the Palestinian side. But it is not as clear of a distinction between Hamas and Fatah as we would like to believe it is. But on your singular question about U.S. aid to the Palestinian government, I absolutely agree with those who say that we should have an absolute cutoff now with Hamas as one of the government partners.
And as long as Hamas is a government partner, does that mean any sort of talks, any sort of two-state solution is off the table as long as they are part of the fold without renouncing any of their ideology?
I don't see how any serious person can believe that we can have fruitful negotiations with another government which contains an entity that is dedicated to the destruction of the other partner across the table. I just don't see how logic would allow for such a thing. So people can talk about talks all they want, but the basic fundamentals are not there if one partner is dedicated to the not the living with the other side, not the tolerance of the other side, not the safety and security of the side, but the utter destruction of the other side. I don't see how talks work under those circumstances.
given that premise, another story that came out of the Middle East this week, also at a Haaretz event, this wasn't in their paper, but they put on a conference, and the White House coordinator for the Middle East, Philip Gordon, spoke there, and many are considering this a more critical address towards the Israelis than they expected. Part of what he said was, quote, "How will Israel remain democratic and Jewish if it attempts to govern the millions of Palestinian Arabs who live in the West Bank? How will it have peace if it's unwilling to delineate a border, end the occupation, and allow for Palestinian sovereignty, security, and dignity? How will we prevent other states from supporting Palestinian efforts in international bodies if Israel is not seen as committed to peace?" Unquote. Given the situation we're in right now, as you described, with Hamas being considered a legitimate Palestinian partner in leadership, what exactly can be expected of Israel here, and what do you make of this statement coming from the administration?
Well, this kind of a statement is more in line with the kind of things that we have heard, in particular from Secretary of State John Kerry, and on occasion from President Obama himself. So while Obama has been very good during the current standoff between Israel and Hamas, in a larger sense, this administration has not been good. They have leaned much too much on Israel and have made Israel the actual impediment to peace, talking about final borders and the settlement issue. And yes, of course, both sides have to agree on borders. But if there were a commitment to peace on both sides of the table, I don't think a two-state solution, I don't think most experts who have looked at the region think a two-state solution would be very hard to come up with. I mean, we do know that it will be based on the 67 borders, but with major land swaps to take care of larger settlements in the West Bank that that Israel has put forward, and compensating the land for the Palestinians elsewhere. This is not hard. I mean, Israel offered the Palestinians 97% of what they said they wanted at the end of the Clinton administration in 2000, and they walked away because they're not prepared to make peace. So those who burden Israel with the task of making peace singularly are completely off base. So I disagree with the Phil Gordon statement and some of the other comments that we've seen of that ilk from Secretary of State Kerry and President Obama.
Last question, Larry. Based on what you're hearing and what you believe is the proper policy here from the Israeli perspective, how far do you expect this current operation to go, and how far should it go?
Israel will soon be facing, because it's inevitable, public opinion that will say, okay, well, you may be justified, but there's too much violence, enough is enough, please back off, we need a ceasefire, and I understand that, and we haven't seen it yet, but we're going to see growing calls from the United States, from European capitals, and all the rest. I will say this, however, that I hope that Israel is prepared to deliver not just a weakening, not just a blow to Hamas, but a mortal blow, to send a signal, not just to Hamas, but to other terrorist organizations in the region, that Israel is not going to tolerate this kind of thing. And, frankly, at the end of the day, it has to send a signal to its own people in southern Israel that it's going to protect them. That is the fundamental thing a government needs to do for its own people, provide them safety and security. So I hope that Israel does not let up until it really delivers a blow that Hamas either will never recover from or will not recover from for a very long time.
Larry, we'll keep it there. Thanks very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here, Greg.
Larry Haas is a former spokesman for the Clinton White House Budget Office. He's a columnist and a longtime author and student of the situation in the Middle East. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.